Welcome back, everyone. Today we're diving into something a little different, something, well, pretty personal, actually.
Yeah, definitely a bit more intimate than our usual deep dives.
Right. We're looking at Orion, or Allie Windsor. He wrote Finding Light in the Dark, a grief healing journal.
And it's, well, it's not your typical self-help book, is it?
Not at all. And that's what intrigued me, you know? I mean, you brought this to the table, so I'm guessing it resonated with you?
Yeah, absolutely. It feels different. There's something about the way he approaches grief, you know? It's not about rushing through it or just slapping a Band-Aid on those feelings.
Okay, so let's unpack that a bit. Windsor, he's speaking from experience here. He lost both his brother and Dee, his father.
Right, so he gets it. You know, he's not just some talking head spouting platitudes.
Exactly. And right from the jump, he's clear. Grief is a process. It's not something you just get over. Finding light in the dark, it's about engaging with that pain, not avoiding it.
And the way he structures the journal, it reflects that. It's intentional. He's got these five core sections: reflection and memories, emotions and feelings, coping strategies, mindfulness and self-care, and then finally, hope and perspective.
And those titles, they're not just buzzwords, right? He actually digs deep into each one. Like that first section, reflection and memories, it's not just about happy nostalgia, though I'm sure there's space for that too.
Oh, for sure. But he pushes you further. There's a prompt in there, asks, what's a memory of your loved one that makes you smile and one that brings up tougher emotions, gets you thinking about the complexities?
See, that's what I like about his approach. It's like he gets that grief isn't this one-dimensional thing, you know? You don't just feel sadness. It's a whole mix of emotions.
Totally. And often we try to bury those uncomfortable feelings, the anger, the guilt, maybe even relief. But Windsor, he seems to argue that you got to face them head on to truly move through them.
It's like acknowledging the full picture of who that person was to you, right? Not just the idealized version we tend to hold on to after someone's gone.
Yeah. And by honoring the whole experience, the good and the bad, it opens up a space for more authentic healing, don't you think?
Absolutely. But it's not just about dwelling on the past either. And that's where those other sections come into play, right? Finding ways to cope in the present, cultivating hope for the future. It's like he's saying, okay, you've acknowledged the loss, you've sat with those memories, now how do you move forward?
Exactly. And he doesn't just leave you hanging. He actually walks you through exploring different coping mechanisms, things like mindfulness, self-care.
And he's big on those journaling prompts. I remember this one. It was like, what are some things that help you feel better when you're feeling down?
Oh, yeah. He's got a knack for those. They seem so simple, but they really make you stop and think, don't they? Like, what actually works for me?
It's so easy to forget those things when you're grieving, you know? Mm-hmm. You get stuck in this cycle of pain and forget that you have these tools, these little things that bring comfort.
Right, like that cup of tea or that walk in nature or even just listening to your favorite song. And the journal, it's like a gentle reminder to tap back into those sources of strength.
Exactly. It's not about reinventing the wheel. It's about remembering what already works for you and giving yourself permission to lean into that. But you know what really struck me? The emphasis on connecting with others.
Oh, absolutely. He's got a whole section dedicated to it, connection and help. Because let's face it, grief can be so isolating.
It's like you're in this bubble of sadness and it's hard to reach out, you know. But he really emphasizes the importance of building that support system, of identifying those people who make you feel safe and heard.
And it's not just about receiving support. He also talks about how helping others can be therapeutic, you know, like volunteering or simply doing something kind for someone else.
I love that he includes that. It's like that saying, shared joy is a double joy. Shared sorrow is half a sorrow. But putting it into practice when you're grieving, that takes courage.
It really does. It's so easy to withdraw when you're hurting, but there's something so powerful about extending a hand to someone else, even when you're struggling yourself.
It's like this beautiful cycle of compassion, you know? You give a little, you get a little, and somehow it helps to lighten the load.
Exactly. And it reminds us that we're not alone in this. We're all connected. And sometimes the best way to heal our own wounds is to help someone else heal theirs.
Okay, but let's be real for a second. There are times when even the best support system and a journal full of prompts, it's not enough. And I like that Windsor acknowledges that.
Right. He's very clear about that. Like seeking professional help, it's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. Knowing when you need extra support, that's huge.
And it's something we don't talk about enough. There's this stigma around therapy, like it's only for serious problems. But grief, it is a serious problem. It can derail your life if you let it.
Absolutely. And sometimes you need more than just a friend's advice or a self-help book. You need someone who's trained to help you navigate those really intense emotions, those dark and twisty paths of grief.
And finding that person, it can make all the difference, you know? It's like having a guide in a way.
Yeah, someone to help you navigate those really tough emotional waters.
Exactly. It's like he's saying, look, it's okay to need a little extra help sometimes. Don't be afraid to reach out. And honestly, that's such a powerful message.
It really is. And it speaks to that overall tone of compassion and understanding that runs throughout the entire journal.
Totally. Finding light in the dark. It doesn't sugarcoat grief, but it also doesn't let you drown in it.
It's like he meets you where you are, you know, acknowledges the pain, validates those messy emotions, but then gently nudges you towards the possibility of healing.
Right. And that's where the light comes in, right? It's not about pretending everything's okay. It's about finding those glimmers of hope, even in the midst of sadness.
Exactly. And those glimmers, they might be small at first, but they're there. And as you work through the journal, as you engage with those prompts and allow yourself to feel those feelings, those glimmers, they start to get a little brighter.
I love that. It's like he's not promising some magical cure. He's just offering a path, a way through.
And sometimes that's all you need, right?
Absolutely. A little guidance, a little support, and the courage to keep going, even when it's tough. So, to everyone listening, if you're considering picking up Finding Light in the Dark, I'd say go for it. It's not a magic bullet, but it's a powerful tool. And remember, there's no right or wrong way to grieve. Just be kind to yourself. Allow yourself to feel whatever comes up and know that you're not alone on this journey.
Beautifully said. And maybe, just maybe, by embracing the darkness, we can find our way back to the light.